بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأبي سعيد رضي الله عنهما أنهما شهدا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يقل قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه and حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه both testimony having heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the gathering engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surrounded by the angels on all sides. The grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sakina, peace and tranquility descend upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them by way of appreciation to His angels. Our ulama advising time and again, Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains, Mufti Ibrahim Sahib explains, that he says that you can never, just like you can't get people like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, in this day and age, likewise the elders of the past, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadis Maulana Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, you can't get such people like them today, the likes of them today. And we have to just go, our safety is going with their teachings. Whatever they advise, whatever they taught us, safety lies in just following them, not reinventing and bringing from our own side our understanding of deen. And they advised that we have to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went specifically towards the end of their lives, making an effort coming to this country and other countries as well to promote the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in the line of all our mashayikh, they engaged in the Bara Tasbih over 1,000 times in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Therefore, we are advised time and again that we need to sit. We can see the darkness that is around us in this day and age. We talk about the fitan and we talk about people getting lost. So many fitnas. And how shaitan is working very, very hard to take people with him to the fire of Jahannam. What is the combat? How do we combat shaitan? So shaitan says, they finish me up with la ilaha illallah. With the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they finish me up. So we should take our time inshaAllah. We advise, take our time after the fajr salah, after the asr salah, sit and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a Sunday, every week we give an opportunity to create that environment. Alhamdulillah, in some masjids, see, every day our elders are saying, in our masjid also, every day we're supposed to be having a zikr majlis. Our elders are saying that in such times that we are living in, every day we need to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. We need to make zikr of Allah. Like in Ramadan we make zikr la ilaha illallah. See, every day that environment is supposed to be in our masjid. We can't be in a state of ghaflat. We can't be in a state of unmindfulness. The times are such. And not only ourselves, we have to make our families make the zikr of Allah. Our women folk at home, create an environment of zikr of Allah. Says, if I remember correctly, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi, despite all his activity and despite how busy he was, he'll go home, his wife will be waiting with Quran Sharif. She'll read one quarter of the Quran Sharif to him. Half an hour you will spend, although his time was very limited, he'll spend half an hour with his family teaching them. So how much time do we spend with our families for deen? For deen. How much time do we give them for deen? Our ulama say, elders say, that if a person doesn't have time in the week, or is complaining his time is very limited, then the weekend, we normally use it for going here and there, take some of that time. We're not saying don't go here and there. So take some of that time, sit with the family and discuss deen. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make collective dua. That is the need of the time. Allah give you, give me, give all of us the tawfiq that we can bring this alive once again. So now inshallah we advise everybody for about 5 to 10 minutes inshallah. Let us take out some time and engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.